Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Democrats on Capitol Hill are acknowledging problems with the online health insurance markets set up by the Affordable Care Act at the start of this month. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said today, while the rocky launch shouldn't be surprising, the problems need to be fixed.
This is unacceptable. It has to be changed. But any system that deals with that many millions of people frequently does have a glitch.
President Obama is expected to address the website problems tomorrow at the White House, and NPR's Nathan Rott reports Department of Health and Human Services is promising to do better.
In a 600-word blog post, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services acknowledged that the last few weeks have been, quote, frustrating for many Americans. There have been over 19 million visits to the department's healthcare.gov, but many of those visits saw error messages or slow loading times. Democrats and Republicans both have criticized the launch. Democrat Nancy Pelosi called it, quote, unacceptable. On Sunday, the Obama administration said they've called on the best and brightest in the public and private sector to help fix the problems. The president is expected to directly address the problems and the steps being taken to fix them in a press conference on Monday. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Online retailers are cheering a decision by the Illinois Supreme Court that invalidates sales tax on some internet transactions. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports that out of the 18 states that have the so-called Amazon tax, this is the first time a court has struck it down.
Illinois law had required retailers with no physical presence in the state to collect sales tax on certain internet sales if affiliates like in-state website operators or bloggers linked consumers to the retailer's site in exchange for a cut of the sales. But the Illinois Supreme Court ruled federal law prevails, and it prohibits any discriminatory taxes on digital transactions, since the same is not required of print or television. Brick-and-mortar businesses say the ruling gives their remote-selling counterparts an advantage, and the Illinois Department of Revenue says it will continue to push Congress to pass legislation being considered that would affect how online sales taxes are collected in all states. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
Conflicting signals today in diplomatic efforts to end Syria's civil war. The head of the Arab League says an international conference is now scheduled for November 23rd in Geneva. But the international envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, says no official date for the long-delayed conference is set and no talks will be held without the participation of a credible opposition. Another wave of violence across Iraq today. Police say a suicide bomber drove a car laden with explosives into a cafe in Baghdad, killing at least 35 people. In western Anbar province, five suicide bombers attacked government buildings, killing five people. And in the city of Samarra, another suicide bombing killed six members of a policeman's family. This is NPR. Louisiana officials say they're not sure why there's been a surge of oily material washing up on the coast 3 years after the BP oil spill. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the amount is 20 times more than what was found over the same period last year.
The Louisiana Department of Natural Resources says 3 million pounds of oily material have been cleaned up on the coastline over the first 8 months of this year. That's well over last year's total of about 120,000 pounds. The state says it's not sure if Tropical Storm Karen earlier this month exposed oil hidden under sand or washed more ashore. BP says testing done with the Coast Guard on some recovered tar balls showed they were not from its blown-out Macondo well. More than 200 miles of Louisiana coastline are still showing signs of oil contamination after the offshore well explosion some 3 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The average price for a gallon of gas has slipped again, but industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the trend is coming to a halt.
Gasoline prices fell another 2 cents in the past 2 weeks, and the average is now $3.36. But in the prior 2 weeks, the drop was 14 cents, so we can see that the decline is ending.
Lundberg says most crude oil price drops have already made it through the pipeline, have been passed on to pump prices. Hurricane Raymond is heading toward Mexico's Pacific coast, threatening to dump heavy rain on the beach resorts of Acapulco, which is still recovering from last month's floods. The National Hurricane Center says Raymond could close in on Mexico late Monday or Tuesday. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.